Mr. Cotton, I'm really worried. Horseshack's been gone for 2 days now. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Cotton. I mean, Arnold, he's never been absent.
No, I'm worried, too. I think he must have a problem in his personal life.
Ah, come on, Mr. Cotter. You know Arnold ain't got no personal life.
Hey, Mr. Cotter. How do you become a father?
Father, well, you gotta meet a girl that you like, and then you sort of...
Oh, Mr. Cotter!
To start a family. I've already got one. You see, my mother's fifth husband, Mr. O'Hara, died the other day. Just like that, sitting in his taxi in the middle of a traffic jam on the Long Island Expressway, the man fell on his horn, gave one final toot, and went to that great white taxi stand in the sky.
Sorry, Arnold. I know how it feels to lose a loved one.
Hey, Arnold, you remember, if you need anything at all, I mean anything at all, you can count on me. Freddie, can do. Watch.
Yeah. Hey, Arnold. Arnold. It's gonna be okay, buddy, you know? Hey. You got friends here.
Oh, little one. Mr. Cotter, is it time for me to grow up?
Arnold, I think you already have.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. We got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Da 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 da.
Hi, Mom.
Hiya, Arnold. Don't look. It'll spoil your appetite.
Too late. Hey, Ma. Being your eldest son, I think the time has come for you and I to have a talk.
Fine. First at the table.
Guess who followed me home again? No one knows Bloomberg. He's right outside that door. Somebody please get rid of him.
I'll boil some water.
I'll take care of this. Now, look here, fella. I'm Judy's big brother. Hello, no. So, what say you come over on Saturday? Come early. Plan to spend the whole day.
Listen, Arnold, I'm planning a headache on Saturday, so you can go out with him.
You know, Judy, sometimes you are such a nudge. You don't see your little sister giving me such aggravation, do you? No, sirree. She's sitting there on the floor crying. Crying. Doris. Hey, Doris. Don't cry. You're wetting the linoleum, Doris. Listen. We all feel bad about Mr. O'Hara.
But people die. Accepting that is part of growing up.
Well, I don't feel bad about him, Arnold. We've had better fathers.
So, what's wrong?
Arnold, remember that story you told me about how the ugly duckling turned into a swan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ain't working. I'm turning into a duck.
Oh, honey, look. If you really and truly believe that you're a swan, so will everybody else.
Arnold, do you really and truly believe that you're a swan?
Doris, do as I say, not as I do.
But my nose is still growing.
It'll stop.
Yours didn't.
I have a perfect nose.
We know, Judy, we know.
Face it, Arnold. You and me. I mean, we're the kind of people I've steps on. Ow!
Nanny, you just stepped on your sister.
I'm taking a walk. Can a guy take a walk?
Not on his sister.
Dinner is ready.
Come on, everybody. Hey, there's nothing worse than a cold dinner.
Come on, let's see. Don't they?
Come on, Judy, sit down, honey.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ma, everybody, there's something I'd like to talk about.
Ma, what are these lumpy things?
Gravy.
Listen, everybody, there's something I would like to discuss here.
Well, I ain't eating these mashed potatoes, not me, boy.
Yo-hoo, look here. Look at Crazy Arnold. Oh.
Arnold, sometimes you're such a baby. Quit that. Ooh, and eat. You're nothing but skin and bones.
Ma, clam up.
Boy, are you gonna get?
Look, Ma, I'm real sorry I said clam up, but you just never listen to me. You should. I might have something to say. Do you understand?
Yeah. You said clam up to your mother. Not even Manny's father, the crumb, ever said clam up to your mother. My father wasn't the crumb. Judy's father was the crumb.
Well, no,
of course not. Mr. Lutz was a very nice man.
Mom, my father was Mr. Lutz.
My father was Mr. Templeton.
Okay, so I'm not so terrific at names, okay?
You are not exactly a whiz at selecting men, either.
You think it's easy for me? You think I enjoy hauling that cocktail dress out of the mothballs?
Mothballs? That's what we're eating, the lumpy things, the mothballs.
Nobody's gonna give me the kind of job that will support this family. I gotta find another husband. It's the only thing I know how to do.
Look, Ma. Listen, if you should meet somebody that you really and truly love, who would be more delighted than I? But, Ma, you do not have to go out and get married again to find somebody to take care of us. Because from now on, Ma, I will.
Boy, you really are. Oh, you know what? I feel a lot better now, you know.
I'm going to go up and see if that cocktail dress needs taken up. Or letting down. Or throwing out.
Ma.
You're not listening.
Hold it! Everybody finish eating!
There is something about me that people do not take seriously. Maybe it's my voice. Nah. It used to be my voice. Before it changed. Maybe it's my laugh. Sounds like a perfectly good laugh to me.
Hey, what's so funny?
Hi, Goldie. I was just practicing.
What for? You do it perfect. Hey, listen, I heard about Father Number 5 kicking off. I'm sorry. I guess you grow up when you have to, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, you know, I checked the want ads this morning. The one thing that nobody wants is me.
So you'll become independently wealthy. You got any rich relatives?
I don't got any relatives. Except for... Nah, who? Nah, who is my Uncle Harry Horshack? Oh, he used to have this terrific costume store on DeKalb Avenue. Horshack's Costume City. Gee, I haven't seen my Uncle Harry in 15 years. I wonder if he still remember me.
Arnold, believe me, you're hard to forget.
Arnold, are you up there?
You're up here, Ma.
There you are.
You think the old lady's gotten it together?
Ma. Ma, you're wearing your false eyelashes. Ma, you haven't worn your false eyelashes since your last wedding.
Yeah, I'm going with my friend Wanda over to the bowling alley.
Ma, you do not bowl.
Arnold, Father Number 6 might be bowling lane number 7.
Your mother is a very strange lady.
Yeah. Well, look, I better go see about that job, Goldie, before Cinderella meets Prince Charming. Hey, you see luck, Goldie?
Good luck, Arnold.
Arnold Horshack! Conqueror!
May I help you?
Hello? How are you? I'm Arnold Horshack. Harry Horshack's nephew?
There's no H. Harry Horshack, president of Horshack's of Fifth Avenue. And Mr. Horshack doesn't see anyone without an appointment.
Thank you. Oh, look at that. Oh, pretty.
I'm terribly sorry, H.O., someone was playing with your knockers.
Hello, Harry. You remember me? I'm Arnold. I'm your nephew, Uncle Harry. After 15 years, we're reunited.
Leonard, throw him out of here.
Okay, the reunion is over.
Hey, Uncle Harry, I really need a job.
Arthur?
Arnold, it's Arnold.
Arnold, it's not that easy to get a job. Come here. Let me show you something. Look out that window, Arthur.
Arnold.
See all those little people down there on Fifth Avenue?
Uh-huh.
I stepped on all of those people to get up here.
Wouldn't it have been easier to take an elevator?
You're a nice kid. The nice kids finish last. This kid's a winner.
I'm a shark.
And it's the sharks of this world that devour people like you, Otto.
Arnold. My name is Arnold. Arnold Horshack. I pronounce the H, Mr. Orshack. I'm very proud of my name. Horshack is a very old and respected name. It means the cattle are dying. Then you used to be proud of that name too, Uncle Harry. Remember when you owned Horshack's Costume City on DeKalb Avenue in Brooklyn?
Leonard.
Yes, sir.
Would you go spy on somebody for me, please?
Whatever you say.
Arnold? There never was a Horshack's Costume City on DeKalb Avenue. Never.
Oh, sure there was, Uncle Harry. Don't you remember the last time I saw you? Oh, you was dressed in the chicken suit.
Arnold, huh? If you can forget that you ever saw me dressed in a chicken suit, you've got a job.
Thank you.
Arnold, you remind me of me when I was a young man. And if you ever tell that to anybody, I'm going to rip your heart out.
We're in the money. Oh, yeah, we're in the money.
Arnold, where do I keep the aspirin?
Hey, Ma, I got a job.
I got to the bowling alley. I met a farmer named Aldrey Farnsworth. He might be a lousy date, but he could make a wonderful father. I'm enchanted. I will be a friend.
Hey, Arnold, when you least expect it, expect it.
Come on, Manny, will you lay off? Show a little respect for the man of the house here.
This isn't a house, Arnold. It's a rundown tenement in the crummy section of Brooklyn.
Now you listen to me, young lady. One more word out of you and you're going to bed without any supper.
We already had supper.
Then you'll never have it again.
Come on, you guys. What do you say we give the kid a break?
Okay. Arnold, I think we can do a little business here. I'll give you a shot at this man of the house trip if you promise to stop tucking me in at night.
Hey, listen, you guys. I know I'm not the only one growing up here. We're all growing up. Except for Ma, of course. Judy? I'm asking for your help. Please. Oh, Arnold. Thank you, Judy.
Hey, Ma, did you hear? Arnold got a job today.
Yeah, with my Uncle Harry Horshack.
Harry Horshack!
If that man had had his way, I never would have married your father.
I forbid you to work for Harry Horshack!
Ma, you cannot tell a grown person who he can and cannot work for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, that's it. I've had it.
Okay, everybody. Everybody goes to bed. Everyone goes to bed. That includes you too, Arnold.
Yeah, please, everybody go to bed.
Night, Arnold.
Good night, baby.
Night, Arnold.
Good night, honey.
Night, Arnold.
Good night,
baby.
Arnold.
Oh,
Ma.
I know how you feel.
Do you, Ma?
Yeah. And Arnold, don't worry. Because your mother's got a talent for making things work.
You don't, Ma. You really don't.
Hey,
hey,
hey, hey, little Arnold,
your back, huh?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Your uncle fire you?
Oh, contraire, little friend. You are gazing upon a lurking sweat hog.
All right.
Hey, you know, Arnold, you getting a job could mean suspension from the sweat hogs.
It's only part-time. My Uncle Harry is going to teach me everything he knows about the business world. I'm going to be a shark.
Hey, Arnold, I don't quite picture you as a shark. You know, I sort of look on you as a guppy.
Hey, Arnold!
Hey!
Hey. Welcome back. Hey. Classroom hasn't been the same without you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Carter.
You know, I never thought I'd miss... Well... Now that you're here, business as usual. Everything's back to normal.
Well, not quite normal, Mr. Carter. I got a part-time job working in my Uncle Harry's store.
You working for your uncle?
Yeah.
Did Evan say about the time I was working for my uncle?
Mm-mm.
His name was Frank.
Welcome back. Days since you hung around. But those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.